So we learned Maseches Erevin, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Now in the beginning, Dalet Amud Beis, 5-6 lines from the bottom, the two dots. We learned in the Mishnah that if you put the Kaira, and really the Mavi, is 20 Amos high, the door of the Mavi is 20 Amos high, you have to be Memayit. You have to make the Kaira lower, and that's how it will be a Kasher Kaira. So Hayigavayim Esvam Abol Amayit. And the way you need mayit is, Rashi says, either by building a itztava, you build like a little, like a stage, or you put like offer there to make it higher, because you're not going to pull the wall, knock the walls down of the amavi. What you could do is, you're going to make the floor higher, and this way between the floor, you know, the surface, and the kairo will be less than 20 amas. So, bala mayit, the kama mayit, how much you have to mayit, break the mark, kama mayit, kama the tzarchla, how much you need to make it less than 20 amas. That's how much you have to mayit. What's the question? What's the mayit? Ela rochvei v'kama. How much is the width you have to mayit? Which means, how much of a surface area going into the mavi, which we would call a length, how much space does it have to be? Of course, it has to be the whole width of the kaira, it has to be the whole width of the mavi. Question is, how deep into the mavi, towards the back wall, does it have to go? How wide does it have to be? So it's machlekes. A very similar tefach, all you need is one tefach, which is usually the kaira itself is always the width of the tefach. And Abayah Ema Abba, you need four tefachim. So it's like either one tefach or four tefachim. What's the machlekes? So we're going to have four different stadim. And what the machlekes is, if it's a tefach or four tefachim, when you have a 20 amos high kaira and you want to be mayit, you want to make it lower. What you're doing is you're raising the ground. How much ground do you have to raise? How much of a surface area do you have to raise? Ravitz says a tefach and Abayah says four tefachim. So Leim Mohammed Kabifkime, this is the machlekes. Now as Agdama, there's machlekes later on in the parak, and that comes in here also, is Kairam Mishum Mechitza, Kairam Mishum Hekar. As machlekes is Kairam works as a Mechitza. The Chazal instituted that even though three Mechitzas are Shiyachid, you need something to make a Hekar. You need something to show that this is a Shusha Yachid and not a Shiram. So there's two Pshatim how the Kairam works. Either works as a Mechitza, that Chazal said, you put a Kairam there, it's like it's a door or it's like a wall. Or it's a hacker. It's not really a mechitza, but it's a hacker just to show you a reminder that this place is not a Rosh Hashanah. So this first man the yama, first machlek is going, everyone holds Mishum Mechitza. Aleim ha'kam mifigi. The man the yama tefach, chesava, mutl, shtamash, tachas, kaira. Man the yama tefach holds you. Let it always be mishtamash under the kaira. And what's pshat? Because we're going on Kaira Mishum Mechitza, and Rashi on the bottom of the base explains, because we say Chudai HaChitzoin, the outer border of the Kaira, we look at it like it comes down, and it's Soisim the Mavi. So since it's the outer part of the Kaira is coming down, so it means under the Kaira is a Shishi Yachid, you're allowed to carry there. So that's, that Madiam holds, all you need is a Tafah, because you'll be able to work under the Kaira, and right there you'll have a shear of less than 20 Amas, so that's enough. Also, he holds that the what's soisim, the inside of the kaira is the one that the part that's soisim, and therefore it can't be a tefach because under the kaira it can't be mishdamish. And like Rashi explains, once we left the shear of a tefach, so then we go into the next shear that we have a makom chashuv, which is four tefachim. Rashi, the first top Rashi, at the end of the Rashi says that. Once you took it out from under the Kaira, that's a Makam HaNikah, it has to be a Chashav, and therefore it has to be four Tvachim. So in the first Machlaikas we're learning, the Machlaikas is the Chuda HaChitzoin, Soisim, and then you could use under the Kaira, and that's enough, that Tafach is enough to make it that it's a Hacker. Like Rashi says, we'll talk about that in a second. And if it's Alamani Yamas, it can't work under the Kaira, and therefore you need four Tvachim. So notice that even for this Van Diyama, you need Epis a Hekar also. Because saying 20 Amas sells Hekar, that's what Rashi says in the bottom of the Amid. And the Marsha speaks out and says, really, Taisus Daf Hei Mebeis, look at Taisus Mebeis, that even if you're under Mashum Mechitza, you need a Hekar. Taisus Daf Hei Mebeis, the Maschah Arba says, I feel the Van Diyama Lechem Mashum Mechitza, the Hoyle Hoyle Yosem Zemim, we call it Hekar Ksas Binon. You always need a Hekar, you need a little Hekar here also. So that's why, according to this sounding Gemara, the Machlekes is what's Soisim, and you need to be within 20 Amos because it has to be Nikar. That's one side. Maybe that's the Machlekes. And we know it's Machlokes later on, and we're the one to make that's the Machlokes. Whereas Loi, the Kuliyama, Kasavri, Mutashtamish, Tachas Kairi. You say a different Mishnah in the Machlokes. Really, everyone holds you later Mishnah under the Kairi. Well, Vahokes, what's the Machlokes then? What's the Machlokes? Tefach or Fort Vach? And Vahokes Mifigi. Marsova Kairi Mishim Hecker. And Marsova Kairi Mishim Machitza. You can learn like this. A whole different way, more really changing from the first way. That if you hold Kairi Mishim Hecker, so it's enough to have a Tefach. Because the Kuliyam was saying Ladim Mishtamish under the Kaira. And Shim Hekir, the Maitza under the Kaira, when Mishtamish there, you have a Hekir, you're less than 20 Amos, it's less than 20 Amos high. The other man that holds Shim Chitza, and this sounds like the Gemara is saying a different Varta. Even if you hold Chuda, Chitza, and Yerav Vesaisim, the Rabbanon don't say that Yerav Vesaisim is more than 20 Amos. If it's more than 20 Amos high, and you don't have a Mokim Dalid that's less than 20 Amos, what's the Pshat? Because Chazal weren't masakin that something is called a mechitza only if you have a mokum choshev of dalet. Just like we know, we remember from Masechta Shabbos that the become a shishu yachid, let's say something is 10 tefachim high. It's not a shishu yachid unless it's 4 tefachim wide. To be a shishu yachid, it has to be 4 tefachim wide. So here, we want to make that the kara turns into a mechitza. It only could turn into a mechitza if there's enough space within 20 amos that could be a shishu yachid. And therefore, it's only soisim if you have 4 tefachim wide. If you read, if you see Rashi, Amandem Abak Sava Kira Matars Bava Tamei Shemachitza, the Aminon Chud Achitza Yerav Soisim. Omer Rabbanon Tveim Esher Le Omer Yerav Soisim. More than 20 doesn't go down in Soisim. The Kivin Lo Have a Miet Dalid Have Mechitza Asu Le Pachos Medalid. But Kaim Lo Bechol Duch The Mechitza Shenu Ruda Lav Mechitza. Any time it's not a Mechitza Dalid, it's not enough of a Mechitza. So that's pshat number 2 in the Machlokes. One day I have Maham Shem Heker, that's enough one tefach, I have Maham Shem Mechitza, and therefore we need 4 tefachim, because Mechitza only works for a Makam that's 4 tefachim. V'bo Yisema, a third way of learning. The Kuliyam Kerem Shem Heker, everyone holds a Kerem Shem Heker. But the Machlokes is that good Akaira is enough to be a tefach wide, and that's enough of a Heker. But here we're standing on the surface of the Mavi. Who said a tefach of space on the surface of the Mavi is enough to have the Kerem within 20 Amos? Maybe it's a bigger shear. But you say, "V'kuli yam kerem shem heker." V'halku heker shem mata, v'heker shem malik mifgi. The marasov amrin heker shem mata, heker shem mila. One man never holds that heker shem mita is the same size as heker shem mila. On marasov, a loy amrin heker shem mata, heker shem mila. All man holds they don't, not the same. A heker shem mata needs more space than heker shem mila. So once you say it's more than a tefach, you say it's the next shear, which is 4 tefachim, 4 teretz. But you say, "Madkulam Marin Hekel Shemad Hekel Shemayla." It's enough to be a tefach. So what's the machlekes? V'achav gzera Hashem yifchais mifgi. Here the machlekes is a gzera. You make a gzera that maybe if it's only a tefach that you raise the ground in a tefach, you can put a little earth there. You might start rubbing out, and you're not going to have a shear lower than 20 amos. So therefore, you have to have more space so it shouldn't rub out. That's the pshat. Hashem yifchais. Is a kasha here of the sfas emes over here. Because even if you hold this 4 tefachim, the halacha is the 4 tefachim have to be under the kaira. Part of the 4 tefachim under the kaira. So why are we worried? Lemaisa, the tefach under the kaira will get rubbed out. Who cares if there's more space afterwards? And the Sfas Emes blab share with that kasha, but he declares maybe it was like spaced evenly, like part inside the mavi, outside the mavi, and therefore won't get so rubbed out. But either way, he blabs with a shikol kasha. But kapanim, now we're learning, like it says, one tefach, 4 tefachim, if you guys are Hashem yifchais or not. And somehow, if you have 4 tefachim, there's not enough much of a gzera. Maybe it's stronger, the earth is stronger. If it's 4 tefachim wide, they won't get rubbed out even under the kaira. Sad kan the machlekes when it comes to making it lower, the kaira, which means by raising the ground, it makes it lower. Now I'm going to go to the next step. Hoya pakles ma'asara tefachim. The halacha is that a mavi has to be at least 10 tefachim high. So let's say the mavi is less than 10 tefachim high. So what do you want to do? The chokak boila hashlimai, and you dug the ground here to make it 10 tefachim high. Here you're trying; it's only 9 tefachim high, so you have to dig in the ground in tefach, and that will make it 10 tefachim high. And the question is, how much length into the mavi do you have to do it? How much do you have to make less than 10 tefachim? Ella mashchay v'kama. What's the length of the mashchay? Rashi speaks out before it says loshon rachvay. Here it says mashchay. He says when it comes to something that's raised, you say loshon rachvay. When it comes to man's dog, you say Lashon Mashkei, as Rashi says. So the question is, the Mashkei, how much space into the Mavi, Bekama? How much space it needs? Here we have the same amount of Yomrim, but different amounts. Rav Yisvama Ba'arba, which is 4 Tfachim, and Ba'arba Amas, 4 Amas. Before we said Rav Yosef said one tefach, and Abaya said four tefachim. He was saying four tefachim for Rav Yosef and four amos for Abaya. So right away, before you even learn the Gemara, you have to know it's Chorosh Agostira. What's pshat? So Rashi explains that before, you have mechitzas to the mavi. You definitely have mechitzas. The question is, it's not nikkur, the kaira on top. So there, a tefach is enough. But here, you have a much bigger problem on your hands. You don't have mechitzas of ten tefachim. So now, you definitely have to make a mavi in order to have mechitzas. So there, you really need four tefachim. And according to Rav Yosef, holds that's the sheer mavi. And according to Abaya, you need four amas, so that's sheer mavi. We had this on Gimel Amar Beis, this machlokes, it was mentioned there, agav, if a mavi is sheer, is four tefachim or four amas? Regarding the sheer of bas chamisha, bas shisha, of how big the amas are, we mentioned this agav. So it's machlokes Rav Yosef and Abaya, what's the sheer of a mavi? It says four tefachim, and Abaya says four amas. So Gemara doesn't say lema, but Rav Ami and Rav Asi kamifagi. Maybe what's the made a beer machlekes Abaya and Rav Yosef is a machlekes in the memra of Ami and Rav Asi. The itma mavi shenifrats metzida klapi roishi. You have a mavi which is the alleyway shenifrats metzida klapi roishi, and it got a breach in the front in the fence on the side, but close to the front. If you have pictures, you can look at the picture. There'll be a lot of the pictures over here. But here, the case is that it was Nifrats Barosha. We're towards the front. So it Moshe was regarding the Tzidik Klap Barosha. Itam Shredi Rav Amar Rav Asi. Im Yesh Shom Pas Arba. If you have four Tfachim from the front corner towards the back, you have four tefachim wall, then mata pirtza ad eser. You're allowed to have a pirtza of 10 amas, up to 10 amas, you can have a pirtza. That's no problem. Even though there's no kaira there, no problem. We're talking about you have omid ruba here, you probably have more wall here. Just, you have a pas arba, that's enough. Vim la, but if you don't have a pas arba from the front towards the back, pakos mishloisha mater, if the breach is less than three tefachim, it's mutter, because lovod. Shloisha in a matter. If it's more than three, it's not lovod and it's not matter. So what's the pshat in this halacha? So pshat in this halacha is like this, that if you have a pas arba, so four tefachim is a shem mavui, if four tefachim is a shem mavui, so the kaira on the front entrance will be a kaira for a mavui. I has another door on the side, a mavui can have two doors. If it has two doors, one kaira is enough for one door. But if you don't have a pas arba, which means you don't have a sheer mavi starting from the front, so it comes out the kaira is on something, it's not a mavi, because there's a breach before the four tefachim. So it's not a mavi. If it's not a mavi, so maybe the other door will be the main door, and that door doesn't have a kaira. That door doesn't have a kaira. And the front door that has a kaira is not the mavi. So therefore, you have to make sure you have four tefachim. So what's clearly, in Rav Amar Rasa, was clearly stated that a four tefachim is called a mavi, so it's really not like Rabbaya. Rav Yosef is the Rav Ami. Rabbaya is the Rav Ami. It's not the machlokes here. We see Rav Ami says he need four tefachim, and that's the sheer mavi. So Rav Yosef is good. Rabbaya says he need four amas. Four tefachim is not enough. So it sounds like Rav Ami and Rav Ami is not like Rabbaya. I'm like Rabbaya. No, I'll agree over there. Hasam soif mavi. There, it was a mavi already. This mavi was a long mavi. It was 20 amas by 20 amas. Very long mavi. It wasn't a problem. This mavi. What's the problem? We had a breach now. So when it comes to a breach, you want to be oikered, you want to break the whole din mavi, that if it's left arba, that's enough. Amar chabai, hasam soif mavi, hacha tchilas mavi, yika arba amas in iloi loi. By tchilas mavi, to make a mavi before amas. When you have a soif mavi, that since it's left with a pas dalet, that's enough. It's not, no. So now, Taisus speaks out, it's the top Taisus really, soif mavi. He says, "Pirish given the shloi nifshlo shenashdaya shom pas dalad the mavi kashan yitzharis hechshat yifkesh shloisha shom dalad." So now, won't be the halacha? Could you put a pas dalad there by yourself? Taisus man says, "Master of the Gemara, that the dalad was left there, not that you put a pas dalad here on the front to make it into a mavi." But if you look at Rashi, the maskam yesh right before the wire lines, he says, "Nashdaya nakoisol also pas dalad makom pirtza." It works. And Tosis writes in Rashi that Pirish Rashi ain't nira. He doesn't hold to that. He holds more as mashma that has to be left with a mavi. Not that I'm making any pas dalet for that. But upon him, what Abai does say is that a soif mavi is fine for tefachim. It's only that in tchilas mavi needs four amas. So good, Rami Ravasi wasn't shver on Abai, but where's Abai coming from? So Abai is going to bring And it's seemingly a very solid raya to his shita that you need four amas for the length of the mavi. How do I know that a mavi has to be four amas long? What's the tanya? What's the raya? Ein mavi niter belachi v'kayro achi batim v'chaser v'psuchon l'saycha. A mavi is not mutter with a lechi v'kayro. Now, there's something called a mavi, something called a chatzar when it comes to Maseches Erevin. A chatzar has different dinim. A lechi v'kayro doesn't work for a chatzar. A chatzar, the halacha is you need a pas dalad. You need a different type of heker. It's called a pas dalad. It's a four tfachim mechitza in front. That's the dinim of a chatzar. A mavi has different halachas. First of all, a mavi, the length, we'll see in the world later on, the length is always longer than the width. And also, it has another din. It needs two chatzeres open to it, and each chatzer has to have two houses. And batim l'shuram chatzer is l'shuram. Two chatzeres, and each one has to have two batim. If a whole length of a mavi is only four tefachim, now the minimum door is four tefachim. A door is four tefachim. So how can you have a door to the chatzer, two doors to a chatzer, if the whole thing is four tefachim wide? If one door is on the right side, one door is on the left side, there's no wall left, there's no mezuzahs left, no posts left. The whole wall is open. How is it possible to have two chatzeres open to it if it'll take up the whole sides? You're not going to have any walls. You're not going to have any posts. You're not going to have any doors. So how can you have in four tefachim two doors to the chatzer? You'll tell me the pasul of Deifin Emtzai. Maybe the case is it's very wide mavo. It's only four tefachim in the length towards the back, but width it's two amas. So it's two amas, which is, you know, plenty of tefachim, if it's two amas. So then, the two amas is, you know, is going to be 12 tefachim. So then you can have two doors in the back wall. Maybe you have two doors in the back wall. Maybe that's what you'll do. Maybe that'll be the case. It's only four tefachim length, but the width is enough to fit two doors. But you can't say that, because that's not called a mavi, like we just spoke out. We have a Kabbalah. What's a mavi that has a heter of lechi kaira? The length always has to be longer than the width. That's what this alley has to look like. It has to be, the length is longer than the width. That's the type of street that has to be. And that's only, if not, then it's not a chatzah, not a mavi. And here we're saying it's a mavi. So how is it possible to have a mavi with two chaseris, two doors? It can't be in the back wall, because if it's four tefachim long, it has to be four tefachim wide. And by the way, the Tais speaks out, when it says four tefachim long, it's a little bit more than four tefachim, because the arka is a little bit longer than a rachbay. The second Tais, Viva Arba, speaks out, Avagav the dal of the congregation of Hayat Ikam Mashu Tve. The Amovid in a rech of dal, in Tzorach Lechi, whatever. It has to be a little bit more than dal. But upon him, back to this question, if the length is dal, the width is exactly dal, so where are you putting the two doors of the chatzah? So it's what's the raya? The Amovid has to be four amas long. As if Wam is deep, not four tefachim deep. It's Wam is a klara raya from a brisa to Abaya. What do you do with this raya? Zok the Gemara. Yeah, Maishi. Yeah, what's Zok the Gemara? Right? Pshat is Azot. The Torah would be like this. Rav Yosef, the Pasach loy be Keren Zavis. Rav Yosef's an answer like this. He has the Eitzah. You have a door in the Keren Zavis on the corners. You have a door in the corners over here. That it won't be straight on this side. It'll be on the corner. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi learns it means that you leave the first tefach as a wall in the front. Look, you're standing in front of the mavi. The first tefach on the right side, the first tefach on the left side, as the wall goes in, that you have a wall. Then the next three tefachim is open, and then one tefach in the back is open on each side. So you have four tefachim. One, two, three, and four. Four tefachim door. That's the case. That's what Rashi says. You have a Keren Zavis. Now you have a four tefachim wide door with doorposts and everything. So Tosfos asks that door, if you measure that door, it's not four tefachim wide, that door. Because three tefachim by one tefach, if you do the math, then it's not four tefachim. It's much less. And Mashah speaks out, and the Rashi speaks out, and Tosfos really asks Akasha, that you have to say that there has to be basically three boxes by two boxes, three tefachim by two tefachim, and that will be a little less than two tefachim, that will be a shear of four. Actually, the Rishash has a different mahalach. The Rishash says, to answer this kasha, the door is shaped like an L. It wasn't a door that was diagonal. It was a diagonal opening, but the door shaped as an L, so it was a four tefachim long door. That's what he wants to taina. Look at the shas. Very interesting shot. That's the case. So Akapanim, Rav Yosef Tarez is talking about a door with Karen Zavis. And I just want to speak out one more thing, that there's a Gemara later on, Dav Vav, they'll learn tomorrow's Daf, that Piska with Karen Zavis Le'avi and Shi. Now they have a door on a corner. So what's Pshat? So Taisa speaks out later on, Dav Vav and Aleph speaks out, says, Miu, Im also came Pesach, but Mezuzos or Mashkev have a Shaper Pesach. This whole thing, they don't have Karen Zavis, they now have a door with Karen Zavis, that's only if you don't have a mezuzah, you don't have posts and a mashkef. If you have posts and a mashkef, then that's enough. If you have posts, then you could have a door of Bekaren Zavis. Then you're allowed to have a door of Bekaren Zavis.